everybody. Welcome to the Ayerbe Farmhouse again. I am in the rec room. Used to be in the old days, it was our guys' dormitory. And then you look back way back there, you can see part of the Abraham room where we hope this year to get back to having intensive institutes and various different Bible teaching activities. But anyway, today I would like to focus on a subject called Eden's Centerpiece. And I'd like to read a verse from Genesis 3, well-known verse. Eve is talking here. She says, "But of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Well, God had planted that tree smack in the middle of the garden. Adam and Eve had to see it constantly because it was the centerpiece of Eden. Now, the tree itself was not sin, but eating of it at that time was. So the possibility of an evil choice was always there. Isn't the same true for us? I think most of us have plenty of prohibited things close by. They're within easy reach of our eyes, our ears, our fingers. They're not exactly the tree of life, of course, but they are easy opportunities to disobey God. And they're lying right in the middle of our legitimate path. We're in God's will, and there they are. And sometimes they're totally unavoidable. Since we know the Lord has allowed them there, where we're supposed to go, we find ourselves thinking maybe, "Lord, how can you permit this? Would you please take them away?" But when we do, that sinful item, or rather that sinful opportunity, rarely disappears. It is a tree that no amount of prayer or fasting will remove. Why not? Because God wants it there. He planted it, not Satan. He wants me to see it, to observe it, and to ponder its meaning. So are there trees like that in your garden? I'm sure there are. And maybe you also have felt that it was unfair of God to leave their deliciously enticing trees dangling right in front of you, so easy to access. However, I'd like to take a few minutes to look at the tree from a different angle. There's no question that there's a lot of mystery in that particular tree, and probably involving matters too deep for us to even understand in this life. But we can still find some objective and profitable lessons that will help us see things in a different light. First, I can see with that tree that God wants me to be exercised in the discipline of saying no. Just learning to say no. How important it is for us to teach our children, even before they can walk, what the meaning of no is. One of the most crucial lessons we'll ever teach our children. This is not to irritate me. God is not trying to force some negative perspective on my life. No, it is rather a platform on which to exercise self-denial. That step of faith so vital in following Christ. In the second place, the tree is also a constant reminder that I am not in charge. It highlights the proper roles of the Creator and the creature. I am not the owner of the garden. I'm just a caretaker. The final word is God's, not mine. And then, the third thing we can see as we contemplate this solitary tree is more positive. But we have to look at it in looking into the mirror of contrast. And we can see a shocking reality around the tree, surrounding the tree. There are trees. There is a forest of goodness in every direction. There are trees that give delicious fruit. And some of that fruit I put in my oatmeal every morning. And sometimes it's just for dessert or just a snack in the afternoon. There are other trees that are majestic in form or size. I've been looking these days at the redwoods that someone planted in our town here in the Basque Country, brought them over from California about a century ago. As I understand, they're majestic trees. They're beautiful to look at. Well, there are other trees that inside have such an eye-catching grain that even a simple piece of furniture becomes a museum of color and beautiful patterns. There are other trees that simply give off fragrances that enrich an afternoon stroll through the woods. The good Lord has scattered around us an array of genuine pleasures for us to taste, to see, to smell, to touch. It is right to gratefully enjoy them in their proper place, even while we refuse to listen to the whisperings of that traitor who wants us to follow him to destruction. May God give us wisdom to see, identify those trees that he has placed in our way, that he wants us to see, not touch, consider, and learn from, and say no to. May the Lord help us be faithful and obedient. Let's pray. Dear Father, I praise you for the trees in my garden. I acknowledge your sovereign right to determine what I can touch and what I cannot. I want to be always grateful for the countless delights and joys you have so generously sown around me. Amen.